Track 11, David Clayton. David has just got back from a short holiday. Here he is to tell us about it.
I'm just back from an Easter weekend in North Yorkshire, or, if I'm being technically correct, it's Teesside, but when I was born in it, it was North Yorkshire. So round the coast from Middlesbrough towards Whitby, a little village called Mask-by-the-Sea, where I was born in 1952. When I was growing up there, and I grew up there for 10 years before I moved to Norfolk, when I was growing up there, one career that had no place in my brain, and I couldn't even conceive I could do, would be broadcasting. If I'm honest with you, the one thing I wanted to do when I was about 8 was to drive a big red double-decker United bus. That was what I wanted to do. A man at a garage in Redcar, the next town to my little village of Mask-by-the-Sea, saw my interest in cars one day, patted me on the head and said, "Come back when you're 15, I'll give you a job." Well, I never went back because I moved down to Norfolk when I was 10, moved to Galston because my father's work moved there, and never lived back in Yorkshire, although visited it lots of times. So here's what happened last weekend, and it's a bit special. When I was growing up, of course, there was only radio stations in London, the BBC, the Light Programme, the Home Service, the Third Programme. And if you were lucky, late at night, you might just get a hint of Radio Luxembourg, which, if your favourite record came on, would then fade halfway through it. That was Radio Luxembourg. So broadcasting wasn't even in my consciousness. So I moved down to Norfolk. Eventually, I become a mobile DJ. Eventually, I get into radio. And then I've had a career of over 50 years in broadcasting on radio, local radio, national radio and television. I discovered that in Redcar, the town next to the village I was born, overlooking the beach where I played, there is now a radio station, a community radio station, called Zetland FM. I had a look at it. It's in a tower where there was a pier in Redcar. They didn't build another pier. They built a tower upwards to some 7 stories with a viewing platform on top to look out to sea. Two or three stories below is the radio station in a couple of offices and studios, one below the other. I had a look at this and I thought, that's overlooking the beach where I played. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I did one more radio programme from the studios of Zetland FM in Redcar, broadcasting to the village I was born in and beyond? Got in touch with them and they said, "Do you know, you can do if you want." Actually, I knew one or two people involved with it over the years in broadcasting. People know people. Anyway, I said, "Could I broadcast on this?" They said, "Well, could you do Easter Monday afternoon, 2 till 5? And because I was going to have a reunion with my sisters, two of whom came from abroad, in the village I was born, I thought, well, let's build that in. So, folks, I have just broadcast between 2 and 5 on Easter Monday afternoon from Zetland FM, in the land of my birth. And I can't tell you what a thrill it is. If I had a bucket list, I never really formally made one, but on my bucket list would be do some radio from where you were born, which of course now I can. Never existed back when I was growing up. So that's what I've just completed. And I don't think I've got anything else on my bucket list, except as someone jokingly said, well, buy another bucket. So I've done it. I've broadcast from a radio station. And I suppose you're asking the question, did anyone remember you? Well, if it's 1963 I left, it's unlikely. But one chap did get in touch when he saw on Facebook that I was going to do it. He said, "I'll tell you what, be lovely to see you again. Shall we have a drink afterwards?" We did. That's something I couldn't have done when I was 10 years old.
Thank you, David. I was actually expecting you to say you'd finally driven a red double-decker bus.